Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, last weekend we got quite a snowstorm. Then we had a bit of an Arctic blast the middle of this week. Now lakes are mostly covered in ice. The ice is building, but caution is still needed. This past weekend we had one angler venture out onto the ice at Blackhawk Lake and fall through. Fortunately, that angler made it out, but it's a good reminder of the precautions that you need to take when going out on the ice. So I don't have much for fishing reports since the lakes just recently froze over and people are just starting to venture out, but this is a good time to review some safety precautions to keep in mind. Now first and foremost, there is no such thing as 100% safe ice. There is inherent risk with going out on the ice, but at a minimum, 4 inches of clear blue ice is recommended for fishing. Remember that new ice is stronger than old ice, and before going out, drill test holes near shore and periodically as you move to gauge the thickness and quality of the ice. Those ice conditions can change constantly, and the thickness can vary across the lake. Be especially careful on ice around submerged trees and emergent vegetation, as this ice tends to be weaker. And if the ice doesn't look right, then just don't go out. You can check the weekly DNR fishing report for ice conditions across Iowa. However, keep in mind that these ice thicknesses are usually checked at access points, not across the entire lake. And conditions can change from the time that they're measured to the time that they are reported. So use those numbers as an indication of what the conditions are like. Now, when out on the ice, you want to keep warm and dry. Dress in many thin layers of loose clothing. Start with a base layer that wicks perspiration away from your body and keeps warm air trapped there. Use a combination of natural and synthetic layers and make sure that your outermost layer is windproof and waterproof. Always cover your head and hands and wear warm socks, preferably wool, and insulated waterproof boots. Many anglers have portable ice fishing shelters to get out of the elements, and those can be helpful. Bring a buddy along. Never go ice fishing alone. Ask an experienced angler to come along to help you gain confidence on the ice if you're new to it. And let someone else know where you will be and when you expect to return home. And finally, pack these basic items to help keep you safe. Hand warmers, ice cleats to help prevent falls, ice picks that you wear around your neck, and those can help you crawl out of the water if you fall in, a life jacket, a floating safety rope, a whistle to call for help, and extra dry clothes, including a pair of gloves. Now, we do have some ice thicknesses measured recently. As of Thursday morning, Blackhawk Lake had about 4 inches of ice off the Ice House Point boat ramp. Blackhawk Pits and Arrowhead Lake both had about 3 inches. Storm Lake had about 6 to 7 inches of ice, but the near shore ice is a little sketchy. A lot of these lakes have chunky and cloudy ice near shore that formed about a week ago when the wind was blowing really hard, so it's kind of rough in some of those near shore areas. Well, this weekend is one of the biggest deer hunting weekends of the year. The first regular gun season for deer starts at 1/2 hour before sunrise on December 6th, which is this Saturday. The first season runs for 5 days. Keep in mind that most of the counties in northwest Iowa are buck only during the first season with a regular statewide anisex tag. Snow on the ground and cold temperatures generally equates to higher deer harvests, so hunters should be looking forward to a good season as far as the weather is concerned. But before heading to the timber, it's important to remember that hunters go through their gear, sight in their gun, and take time to review their hunting safety plan. Hunters should check their blaze orange gear to make sure it still fits and that the orange hasn't faded to the point of being ineffective. Remember that we're not hiding from deer during the firearm season. Rather, we want to be seen by other hunters. The more external blaze orange that's worn, the better the chance that hunters will be seen in the timber. The minimum amount of blaze orange required by Iowa law to hunt in the firearm deer season is a 100% solid blaze orange vest, but hunters should wear as much blaze orange as possible. Not shooting at running deer is key to avoiding property damage or injuring another hunter. With the added distance of some of these newer rifles, hunters need to be aware of what is behind the deer if the shot misses. Now, there have been an average of 9 hunting-related incidents over the past 3 deer gun seasons involving rifles, with around 6 of those involving personal injuries. So following the hunting plan is another way to avoid those kind of problems. The hunting plan identifies the location, outlines each person's role, and describes how it will unfold and when the hunters are expected to return home. Hunters are encouraged to leave a copy of the plan with someone in the event of an emergency. Iowa's first gun season runs from December 6th through the 10th. The second gun season opens on December 13th and runs through the 21st. Now hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out hunting or fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.